The story is told of Jesus during the years that are called the silent years, where in his carpenter's shop, over the door there was a sign that said, "My yokes fit well." And the story tells that people would bring their oxen to the Lord, and he would measure their shoulders, he would make the various kinds of calculations required. And then the week after, the farmer would come back with his oxen, and our Lord would begin to fit the yoke and would continue to work on them until the yoke were indeed well-fitting. I love that story because it represents something of Jesus the worker, Jesus the man who would have understood what it's like to live in a world like this, what it would be like for a farmer to take his oxen out into the field, and they would have to pull the heavy plow. Pulling the heavy plow. It's something we all know of this experience. And indeed, because of what we have to go through in life in terms of the heavy plow that we have to pull because of our life experiences, sometimes our experience might be like that of Jacob. When the question is asked, "Why is my way hidden from God and my right disregarded by my God?" Jesus puts it this way in the gospel: "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." And as I thought of this scripture, I thought of three families. One, a family where a month ago a boy of 10 was diagnosed with a very aggressive cancer, and visiting this family in the hospital and aware of the depth of appreciation for the prayers that the family is experiencing on the part of so many, but at the same time, the reality of what it is they are having to face. And some of you might have been praying for a little baby by the name of Isaac, who on Monday, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, at the age of 9 months, went home to heaven. And I think of his dad, Chris, and his mom, Anna, and of all of the family who have prayed and prayed and prayed and have just witnessed to this little boy such love, and Isaac, by his very being, the smile that radiated from his face, it just would melt people who saw him. But the heavy burden, the weight of these families. And there are other stories. I know of a family where a child has been diagnosed with a chronic condition, and the reality of living with these types of things. How do we bear it? How do we see it through? And Jesus would say, Isaiah would say, it's only with God. Without God, it does not make any sense at all. But with God, and particularly with Jesus, who says that we are to be yoked to him, that our lives are to be joined to his life. And he says that my yoke is easy. What does that mean? It means that it is well fitting. That his yoke, when his life is joined to our lives, then we do acknowledge something. With Isaiah, we say we are weak. With Isaiah, we say that we are powerless. And from the human perspective, life does not make sense. But only from the perspective of the incarnation, from the perspective of God coming amongst us, can we understand that in the midst of all of these challenges, all of these difficulties, all of these hardships, that we can be like those eagles that get on and into the current. And we say, God, help to carry us. Help us to be able to sustain what is the weary journey of our earthly lives. And what do people who allow for the reality of their suffering, to be joined to the yoke of Jesus, come to know that Jesus is the gentle one. He is the one who is humble of heart. Or as we prayed in our opening collect, grant your kindness, we pray, that no infirmity may weary us as we long for the comforting presence of our heavenly physician. The doctors in Calgary and Edmonton did everything they could to help Isaac. But no earthly physician, in the end, could heal him. And so all of us need to realize that it is the heavenly physician we all need, because he is the only one who in the end can heal us. He is the physician of our souls, and he truly is ultimately the physician of our bodies. May we come to him, because all of us are weary. All of us are tired. But he is the one to whom we can turn and take his yoke on us.